Let's talk about music and epigenetics. The topic of study of epigenetics is how behaviors and environmental factors like diet, stress, and toxins can change the way genes are expressed without altering the underlying DNA sequence. The switches within DNA, which could be affected by various factors, turn genes on or off, affecting how proteins are produced and influencing cell development, health, and even being passed on to future generations. Some epigenetic changes can be passed from a parent to their offspring, and they say that experiences during critical periods, such as childhood, can have long-lasting epigenetic effects on genes expression and behavior. But what's really interesting is you might wonder, how do the stars affect your genetics and how does music affect your genetics? Those would be some questions I would have. Scientists have discovered that certain music can suppress specific genes, and one researcher was just simply questioning that if certain music and sound can suppress certain genes, which scientists say they have proof does happen, if sound can suppress certain genes, can it not also be possible that certain sounds could awaken specific genes in the body and in the mind? And what's really interesting is the Greek astronomer Ptolemy correlated each of the seven Greek musical modes with various constellations of the zodiac. So what kind of effect these are all having on us is hard to say exactly. I heard the term stellar alchemy. And what would that do to genes and gene expression and such? But it brings up the question, what if there were certain specific sounds which, when played, would stimulate certain cells or strands of DNA or genes and awaken dormant abilities within human beings that were at one time considered supernatural? See, I've heard of people being hypnotically regressed, and while under hypnosis, they began to speak in the languages of their ancestors, even though when they weren't under hypnosis, they could not speak a word of it. There are stories of epigenetic inheritance where people will actually inherit some of the memories of their ancestors. And some researchers have told us that where these memories from ancestors are being stored is in the strands of DNA within us that some researchers have called, quote, junk DNA. You know, the 90-something percent of your DNA that some researchers have said serves absolutely no purpose, which is really hard to believe. So I'm going to go into a little story now, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and some experiences that might have something to do with genetic memory. I came from a very restricted background where I was very limited with the types of people I would deal with. My world was a world of a small private school and a family work environment and a spiritual persuasion and community of people that very much all thought the same, and we basically, in one sense of the word, would have very little dealings with people who didn't think like what we did. So now let me tell you about something and how this might fit in with genetic memory. Let me tell you something that I had going on with me for decades. ever since I was a little child, when I would get bored in class at school, I don't remember exactly what age I was, but I'd get bored at school and I would just mindlessly doodle on pieces of paper. And for as long as I can remember, when I would doodle without thinking on pieces of paper, you know, with a pen or pencil, I would draw pictures of spirals emanating out from a central point. I would draw three-dimensional pyramids. I would draw five-pointed stars. I would draw triangles with all-seeing eyes in them. And I would draw little pictures of orbiting atoms or Star of David hexagons. And even though this was nothing I would have ever been encouraged to do, I may have even been discouraged from ever doing this if anyone had seen me doing it. It was almost as if something was coming up from my subconscious, because I never really knew where it came from, and I don't remember when it started or how I learned about those symbols. It just seems like for as long as I can remember, it was just something that I would do. And then just in the last short while, I heard a theory, and the person talking about this theory said that they believed that in ancient cultures, there were secrets that the ancestors in those cultures wanted to pass down to their family lineage. So rather than risk putting the information in secret books that could be stolen or destroyed by enemies, they had ways and means of programming information right into the genetic memory, the DNA strands of their children and grandchildren, so that the information would be passed down from generation to generation through genetic memory. Then at some point, it would be triggered and the information would come back out. And then one day, going on from my childhood, I was older than like in my 20s, I was watching television, and there was a music group called the Hooters, and they had a song called All You Zombies, and they had this video, and it was a song about Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt. And I've told you about this before in other TikToks. Suddenly my body jumped when I heard that song, and it was as if my blood recognized something. I felt something beyond the music. The guys singing seemed familiar to me. Something seemed to resonate about them as people. So Eric Bazillion of the Hooters and I are friends to this day. You may not really know who he is, some of you, but if you're younger, but you'd recognize some of their songs. Eric wrote the riff for Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper, and you've heard his song that he wrote, What If God Was One of Us, and you've heard some of the Hooters songs too. I can almost guarantee you. Just Google them, you'll recognize some of that. So, but anyways, I hit it off with this person and something just resonated. And then as we talked over the years, a supernatural event happened. And if you go far enough on the videos, you'll see what I'm talking about. And you'll see me horsing around with him, singing with him down in Detroit. It's just happened because in the big scheme of things, it was supposed to for some reason. But I recently found out in the last few years that Eric and Rob and this band are Hebrews. They're Jewish. And here just a couple, I always wondered what resonated with me between them and me. And especially with Eric. And then I found out a couple of years ago, my great-grandmother was a Katz, which was the last name is spelled K-A-T-Z, and it's a Jewish name. I have a Jewish ancestry, and I didn't know it. And here we were hitting it off and feeling this common resonating and didn't have any idea where it was coming from. And now I think that I know, and I think that it might be a example of genetic memory. This is the Starboard Quest book series.